Welcome to the Daily Dental Podcast. I'm Dr. Addison Killeen, and each day I will give you one insight on how you can optimize your practice using the methods that have helped me grow to a multi-million dollar business while maintaining a balanced and healthy personal life. Good morning. As we continue in looking at the book by Arthur Brooks, I wanted to talk about some biases. Now, I noticed, last week, we talked about the book Thinking Fast and Slow, and it talked about a bunch of cognitive biases. But I want to, I always love looking at these and I love to research these. And Dr. Brooks actually brings up a very interesting one. The first one is the negativity bias. Now, this is that we are better suited to see and process negative feelings. Negative emotions actually help us learn things quickly. And evolutionarily, that's actually good for us. If we liked seeing and getting eaten by tigers, we would not be around for the next generation. So it's good to have negative feelings sometimes. So we need some unhappiness in our life, right? Well, researchers believe that a target for us is not to be the happiest person in our cohort, but actually to be second happiest. In 2007, a group of researchers asked college students to rate their net well-being on a scale of happy to unhappy. They compared the groups along with the GPA, missed classes, social indicators, like a number of friends and time spent dating. What they found was that people who were very happy often performed worse in school than those who were just happy. So second happiness, happiest. So some strife in your life might actually cause you to work harder and learn from your mistakes, disregarding the rose-colored glasses that the top group had. But what about money? We want to make more money, right? Well, they found a study that looked at the similar data in college to those subjects' incomes 20 years later. They found that the most cheerful people in 1976 were not the highest earners 20 years later. That award went to the second happiest. Not the top 10% happiest, but actually the ones right below that. So, since negative emotions can help us assess threats, it stands to reason that too much of a good feeling can cause us to disregard threats and look over possible opportunities. So here's the bottom line. Negative emotions cause us to survive, to learn, and to come up with good ideas. Now, how do we use this today? Well, when you see something in the practice that stresses you out, causes you to be angry or just mad, remember that this is a learning experience for you. Take the negative emotion, use it for good, and be thankful that now you have the awareness to use this negative emotion in a good way. So, hope that's one thing for you to think about today. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. For more information about this topic, as well as any others, check us out at www.dentalsuccessnetwork.com or connect with me at addisonkillian.com. Have a great day.